Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music comes on Saturday nights at, Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you my favorite songs I love. The first one is going to be called My Girl by The Temptations from 1964. Well, first of all, it was The Temptations' first number one hit, and it was their signature song. But here's some interesting notes about it. Musically, the song is notable because the six ascending guitar chords in the opening riff over the C chord are a perfect example of a C major pentatonic scale played exactly from octave to octave. I heard the song recently. I was on a cruise, and a group called the Riptides did this song. Four men singing a cappella, and they made this song fly. And it reminded me of how great the song was. So I went back and got it, and I'm going to play it for you now on the show. So this is My Girl by The Temptations. That was My Girl by The Temptations, and just a great song. Now we're going to jump to a little later in the game. This is from 1975. It's Crystal Gayle singing When I Dream, and she had an album by this name. This song got up to number three on the country charts, but she had 20 number one country hits. She was from Paintsville, Kentucky, and she was the younger sister by 19 years of Loretta Lynn. She was rated as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world at one point by People magazine. And she was stunningly beautiful when she was in the prime of her career. Well, this song, I like it. It's not my usual style. It doesn't have a lot of rhythm. What I like about it is it's just the purity of it, the simplicity. It's just such a clean, simple song. And there's some great lines in it. I can put my makeup on and drive the men insane. And I'm sure she could. Another line is, I can go to bed alone and never know his name. Wow, that's poetry. But the basic idea is that she could have anything she wanted. And if you think about how beautiful she was, it was true in a sense. But what she wanted was the man she was singing about. And that's the one thing she didn't have. So when she dreamed, that's what she dreamed of.
I could have a mansion that is higher than the trees. I could have all the gifts I want and never ask, please. I could fly to Paris, oh, that's at my beck and call. Why do I go through life with nothing at all? But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday will come true. Every room. I can even call someone to take me to the moon. I can put my makeup on and drive the men insane. I can go to bed alone and never know his name. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true.
That was When I Dream by Crystal Gayle. Now we're going to switch gears. We're going to Alabama. Alabama is a group that combines Southern rock and country music, and a very, very popular group, performs all over. And this song is called Mountain Music. One of the notes about it I thought was interesting, that the guy who wrote it was the leader of the band. According to Randy Owen's book, Born Country, Mountain Music took 3 years to write. Randy wanted to put his childhood experience into a song, so he tried to get it all in. It's certainly considered a classic in its own right. I don't know what the genre, I guess, is Southern rock, but it's got fiddle, it's got everything I love in it. So this is Mountain Music by Alabama.
You see that mountain over there? Yeah, One of these days I'm gonna climb that mountain.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
Mountain Music by Alabama. Love that fiddle at the end. Now we're going to jump a bit. This is Satin Sheets by Jean Pruitt. And it was her only number one hit. She had a good career, but this is the only time she really nailed it. The song was called Satin Sheets, and the man who wrote it, a man named John Valentine, thought it up while in the supermarket, went home, and wrote it in 30 minutes. He'd never written a song before. And it took him 3 years to get anyone to listen to it. And then Jean Pruitt listened to it, and she liked it, and she recorded it. And she promoted it by mailing the song and thousands of pieces of satin sheets to all the DJs, and they played it. And so this is her song, Satin Sheets. It was kind of revolutionary at the time because it talked more openly about sex, I guess, but more sort of relationships than songs had at that point. So it was kind of a breakthrough song. But I love it. It tells a story, and it's another one of these sad stories of someone who's trapped in life a little bit, where everything looks pretty good, but she's not happy. That was Satin Sheets by Gene Pruitt. Next up is Black Water by the Doobie Brothers, another classic. I'm not going to talk about it a lot, but the Doobie Brothers can really make things fly. And this was one of their best, at least for me it was, and I like it a lot. Black Water by the Doobie Brothers.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on past just the same.
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't in no hurry at all. Thank you.
Some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a honky-tonk, honky-tonk, pretty mama, honky-tonk, with you all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a honky-tonk, honky-tonk, pretty mama, honky-tonk, with you all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a honky-tonk, honky-tonk, pretty mama, with you all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come take me by the hand.
I want a honky-tonk, honky-tonk, pretty honky-tonk, with you all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come take.
That was Blackwater by the Doobie Brothers of 1974. And I'm going to use that as an excuse to bring in a wombat. First, I'll tell you what a wombat is. You're listening to Harry Baya. My show is called Wombats and Music, and I'm bringing it to you from WEHC FM 90.7. This is your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And the wombat part of my title is my license to bring in things that aren't regular traditional songs a DJ would play. A reading, a joke, a story, whatever. And so today I've got a reading. The last song had a violin in it, and the last song was a little strange. The point is that sometimes songs have transitions that kind of shift your mind. You'll sort of get used to one thing, and then it changes. I've been reading seafaring books now for a while. I read all the Hornblower books, and then I read Alan Lurie's series, and now I'm reading Patrick O'Brien. I called up an ex-professor here from Emory, Gene Razor, who lives locally, older man, and asked him if he wanted my old Hornblower books. He said, well, he didn't read much anymore. He listened mostly to tapes. And, however, he asked if I'd read Patrick O'Brien. I said, well, I read the two or three books. Has he written more? He said, yes, he's written 20. So I've been reading them, and I love them. Anyway, I ran into a passage in one of the Patrick O'Brien books about music. This also allows me to tell you one of my favorite quotes, which is, talking about music is like dancing about architecture. I love that. And if you could, anyway, it's probably true. Talking about music is like dancing about architecture. So here is a story talking about music. Captain Arbery, who is the star in all these books, plays violin with his best friend, Stephen Maturin, who plays cello. And neither one are supposed to be especially good, although they're very enthusiastic and they're decent. But his friend Stephen has gone away somewhere, and Captain Arbery has to play alone, which he doesn't like to do much. And he's trying to learn a difficult piece that he got the music from when he was in London. It's by a man named Bach, although the book doesn't make it clear whether it's the Bach we know. I think it may be a relative or something. In any case, he describes his experience of trying to play this song, and it has a dreamlike feel to it, and I enjoyed it, so I'm going to read it to you. This is tonight's Wombat. So this is Patrick O'Brien from the book The Ionian Mission. Now, when the fiddle sang at all, it sang alone. That's because Stephen was gone. But since Stephen's departure, he had rarely been in a mood for music. And in any case, the partita that he was now engaged upon, one of the manuscript works that he had brought in London, grew more strange the deeper he went into it. The opening movements were full of technical difficulties, and he doubted he would ever be able to do them in anything like justice. But it was the great chaconne which followed that really disturbed him. On the face of it, the statements made it in the beginning were clear enough. Their closely argued variations, though complex, could certainly be followed with full acceptation, and they were not particularly hard to play. Yet at one point, after a curiously insistent repetition of the second theme, the rhythm changed, and with it the whole logic of the discourse. There was something dangerous about what followed, something not unlike the edge of madness, or at least of a nightmare. And although Jack recognized that the whole sonata was particularly the chaconne, and particularly the chaconne, was a most impressive composition, he felt that if he were to go on playing it with all his heart, it might lead him into very strange regions indeed. During a pause in his evening letter, Jack thought of telling Sophie, that's his wife at home, he's out on his ship sailing around, telling Sophie of a notion he had that had come to him, a figure that might make the nature of the chaconne more understandable. This is the part that I like. It was as though he were fox hunting, mounted on a powerful, spirited horse, and, as though on leaping a bank, perfectly in hand, the animal changed foot. And with the change of foot came a change in its being, so that it was no longer a horse he was sitting on, but a great rough beast, far more powerful, that was swarming along at great speed over an unknown countryside in pursuit of a quarry. What quarry he could not tell, but it was no longer the simple fox. But it would be a difficult notion to express, he decided. In any case, Sophie did not really care much for music, while she possibly disliked horses. Well, I just thought that was a fascinating little piece of thing. The idea that the vision he had of trying to play the music, here's talking about music, you know, and dancing about architecture. The metaphor that came to him was riding a powerful horse on a fox hunt and being completely in control of the horse. And after the fox, the horse jumps and then changes foot. I think a horse, when it changes foot, sort of throws the rider off stride a bit. They have to regroup. And in the process, transforms into a powerful beast chasing some quarry. And he's just along for the ride. He has no control. And that's the way this piece of music strikes him. So that's what talking about music can do to you. Strange stuff. Well, this is Wombats and Music. And if you listen to this show, you're going to get an occasional wombat like that one. But now we're back to music. We'll quit talking about it and play it. This song is called Foolish Heart. I heard it recently, remembered it, and liked it. You know, I only play songs I love. And sometimes I like a song and think, oh, I don't love that one. Well, this one, I sort of only like the song, but when he sings the words Foolish Heart, there's just something about that, the way it's done, it just stands out, it transcends the song, and I love it. So, if I love it, I can play it. So this is Foolish Heart by Steve Perry. Yeah. Foolish Heart by Steve Perry from 1984. The next song is Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. In this show, I try not to play the same song over too many times, and certainly not back to back, you know, 1-2 weeks in a row, unless I'm just totally infatuated. This is a song I have played before in this show, not that recently, but I do love this song, and I would be tempted to play it every week, I admit. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics. Annie Lennox is the woman who sings the song, and her partner, who was her husband for a while, who arranged this, is one strange cat, if you ever see the video. And anyway, I like this song, and it fascinates me. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Dreams Are Made of This by Annie Lennox and David Stewart, the Eurythmics, from 1983, I think. Now, we're going to a strange song, Jumped Head First by Jesse Dayton. I don't know much about it. It's new, it's current, at least I think it is, and it's a strange song. I think he's talking about his father. It's kind of a family history song. At one point, he talks about jumping head first into the shallow water. Well, that's one way to mess up your head. Anyway, this is a story about a troubled human being and the father, presumably, of the singer. But I like the rhythm. I like the song. I like the feel of it. It's although it does, it's kind of like that beast that Jack Arby was riding. It's where it's headed and why it's going there is not at all clear to me. Still, interesting song. Jumped head first.
Stumbling footsteps on the ground, all drunked up like Cooter Brown. I can hear him make his way up the porch. The blues in flames, a walking torch. Long as the night without a friend. If you don't believe me, just look at him. And it jumps head first back in the shallow wind. My grandma in 43, and Uncle Sam shipped him off to Italy. Second war put blood on his hands. He lost his mind and he lost his friends. Well, since then, he ain't never been the same. And the single malt seems to ease the pain. And it jumped, it burst back in the shallow grave. Local veterans hall helped get him some land. They bought him a lumber mill in East Alabama. Daddy and my uncles did the best they could, working like the devil, chopping wood. Passed out in the loft on the hay. Cigarette burned it all away. And it jumped head first into his whiskey grave. Whiskey grave. So he moved to Texas with the oil field trash. Roughneck and spindle top, barely any cash. We lost my uncle in a Viet Cong den. So they drove to Houston where they flew the body in. About that time my folks had me. Here's my grandma through her misery. Well, it jumped head first in the 1943. Well, it jumped head first back in the 43. His old work trucks in the barn caked with rust. Since Grandma passed, the place is full of dust. It's him and the single malt set for holidays. When the grandkids come over and there ain't nothing to say. Long as the night without a friend. If you don't believe me, well just look at him. And it jumps head first back in the shallow wind. Well, it jumps head first back in the shallow wind.
That was Jumped Head First by Jesse Dayton. And it's about his grandfather, obviously, not his father. Strange, interesting song to me. I don't know Jesse Dayton, but now I do. Now we're going back to the 50s. This is, well, actually 60s. Dedicated to the one I love. And many people recorded this. The first big hit was by the Shirelles. That's one I'm going to play. And an even bigger hit version of the song is by the Mamas and the Papas. And it kept coming back. Let's see. Actually, it was 59, so I guess it is the 50s. They came out in 59, but they re-released it in 61. And that's when it really hit the charts. So it's 59, 61, and it's called Dedicated to the One I Love, And it's just one of those songs, if you grow up remembering dancing with your girlfriend or your friends, this is one of the songs you dance to if you were in that era. I was.
This is dedicated to the one I love. While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn.
Dedicated to the one I love by the Shirelles. I can remember dancing to that way back. Well, we're moving on now. And the next song has an interesting history. It's called Picture. And it was co-written by Kid Rock and, Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow. Unfortunately, there was some disagreement over contracts, and they couldn't release the version with Sheryl Crow, so they got another singer to sing it, and that's what was released. But the underground version had Sheryl Crow on it, so you never know which one. I don't know which one this is. Anyway, it's a song I didn't know well, but I heard it recently and thought I liked that song. So I tracked it down, and I'm going to play it for you now. This is called Picture. And the artist is listed as Kid Rock. And I probably should look for the version that has Alison Krauss in it. But I like this song.
Living my life in a slow hill. Different girl every night at the hotel. Seen the sun shining three damn days. Been fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away. Sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away. Sat down and cried.
Last night in the hotel, everyone been gone, my world's been dark and gray.
Whoops. That's what we call an abrupt ending. Having a few technical difficulties here. That was a picture, and I assume that that was Sheryl Crow singing with him, but I don't know that. The next song is a classic, one of my all-time favorites, A Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. I wonder if my technical difficulties will come and haunt me on this one too. Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified. And then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit restless and I dream of something wild.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit helpless and I'm lying like a child in your arms.
Thank you. falling apart. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. Turn around, bright eyes. Turn around, bright eyes.
Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory and Henry College, Emory, Virginia. I hope you've had a good time listening to these. I did. And I'm looking forward to finding some more and playing them for you next week. Until then, I want to encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.